Welcome to episode 509 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today I want to talk about that cliched term, thought leadership. It was all the rage, wasn't it? About 15 years ago, something like that. Everyone wanted to become a thought leader. Well, it's resurrected itself. And this time I think it's in quite a good way, because for experienced business owners, MDs, founders, which are generally the people that listen to this podcast, thought leadership is something to really consider. And the question often that comes up for us, that people ask us, is, okay, so how do I do it? And that is the topic of today's podcast. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. Hope you and yours are well. And today we're going to talk about building out thought leadership systems. And ironically, I'm very excited today, because I'm batching my podcasting. So I'm creating several podcasts currently that will appear at different points in time. And I'm mega excited because a week today, I will probably be in the south of England. Now, some people may say, is that a reason to be excited? Well, it is when you're getting Le Shuttle across to France. So we're going to France again for a month. And we're working while we're there, and we're holidaying at the same time. We went last year and it was fabulous. So we decided to do it again. So that's why it's always good to have a system. So we're going down to just outside Duras, for those of you that know France. And it's quite near Beaujolais. And yeah, so it's going to be lovely. I will probably be drinking rather a lot of rosé, which I don't normally drink, but anyway. And the weather's going to be nice, so that will be lovely. And for anyone that's considering coming up to the north of England to burgle our house, various members of our family are going to be here, so it'd be very challenging to do that. So anyway, I just thought I'd share some totally useless waffle information for you there, because I'm so excited. So before I get into thought leadership, and I think it's relevant as well, is that if you haven't downloaded our marketing trends report for the recruitment sector, which that we've created, then please just head over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MTRS, if you imagine marketing trends. It'll take you to a page, pop your name and email address in it, and it'll be there for you. If you are already on our list and you're receiving our emails, just go back through some emails I'll have sent to you in December, and there'll be a link there for you to download it directly because you're already a subscriber. So let's talk about this thought leadership, and it's really relevant in today's market because the marketplace has changed. I think we've already mentioned to you that we've changed the way that we deliver Superfast Circle. And I thought it was appropriate to actually record this podcast now, because I know many of you are reconsidering what you're doing. It's the middle of the year. For those of you in Australia, obviously, it's the end of your year, financial year, and you're thinking about the next part. So think about the last time you sat down, or you sat down with your favorite AI tool to write a piece of content for your business. Really think about that. Was it a LinkedIn post? Maybe it's something you've been meaning to send to your database, perhaps a short article you planned weeks ago and you kept sort of putting it off. Now think about what stopped you. Not the first time, not the second time, but eventually when you decided to put it down or come off the keyboard and not pick it back up. And for many MDs and founders we speak to, the answer's often the same. It wasn't really a lack of ideas. It's not really, I don't have enough things to say. It was that there was no system underneath it, no system underneath it and behind it and the side of it. There was no repeatable process that kept it moving when life got in the way. And because there was no system, the moment obviously a client emailed you or called you or a candidate needed managing or handling, the moment anything urgent appeared, that content idea went to the bottom of the pile again. And here's the problem with that. Every week it sits at the bottom of the pile is unfortunately a week that your competitors are showing up. And that's one of the things that we want to talk about today, and that's what we want to change. So we're talking about how to build a thought leadership system that keeps working even when you are flat out on delivery. And this is one of the most common challenges we hear. We have that time issue from people like you. And it comes up so often because it is genuinely hard to solve without the right time allocation, without the right time. Actually isn't the issue. It's the having the right structure in place. So that's what we're hopefully going to give you a little bit of an idea about today. And we're going to cover three main things. First of all, why thought leadership matters more than ever right now for smaller business owners. So when I say smaller, I'm talking about solo, micro, small SMEs, those salt of the earth people running companies of under 20 people. And why it's important now, why a lot of attempts actually fail, and what system that actually holds everything in place actually looks like in practice. So let's start with why thought leadership is not optional right now. And we want to start here because sometimes it gets talked about like a nice to have. Oh, yes, I want to write thought leadership articles. Something you do when things are good, when you have time, when business is ticking along. And the real issue is it's no longer a nice to have. And the market data from the back end of last year, and I'm recording this in 2026 because we know lots of people trawl through all our different podcasts and listen to all the back issues as well. So I'm recording this in May, in early May 2026. But the data from the back end of last year and this year is making it clearer than ever that this is important. Okay, this is a bit depressing, but I'm going to say it anyway, and then we can move on to the positive things. 181 UK, I'm using UK data here for now, but UK recruitment businesses entered liquidation in the 6 months to August 2025. Now, that is an 18% year-on-year increase. And the majority of those were micro and small agencies and companies. And I appreciate that some of them may have been new people that started up after COVID thinking that it was going to be for them, and it wasn't because they didn't put the effort in that they needed. But it is important to appreciate what's going on. But these were founder-led businesses, boutique specialists, people who were very good at what they did, but they were not visible enough in their market to weather the harder periods that come and bite all of us on the bottom when we're business owners. And the reason that matters for thought leadership now is this. The businesses that came through that same period in good shape were not always the most skilled. They were the most visible. They were the ones whose names came up when clients and candidates needed support. They'd stayed present while their competitors had actually gone quiet. We talked about in one of the previous podcasts that I recorded, we talked about the visibility versus revenue framework. Visibility in a difficult market is not about vanity. It's about being the name that comes to mind first when someone is ready to move. And thought leadership really is the most sustainable way to build that kind of presence in the market today. Because here's the thing. When you share your perspective as an experienced recruiter on what is happening in your sector, when you talk about what good hiring looks like, when you help your market through a challenge they're facing, you're not just posting content, you are positioning yourself as the expert they should call. And that positioning does nothing but compound over time. The problem is that most business owners, they know this, they've heard it before, and yet it's still a challenge for them. Writing that content, that thought leadership process, is the first thing that drops when the diary fills up. Which brings us to why consistency really is an issue, and it's failing you without having a system behind it. I've already alluded to the fact that I have a system behind creating content. I knew we were going away. I knew that I don't want to end up in France because this is a new place we're staying at, and thinking, hold on a minute here, I can't get anything into, I can't record in the same way. So the reason it fails without a system, the three reasons it breaks down for smaller companies, and they're all worth naming because each one needs a slightly different solution. And the first is time. Running a small business, we all wear multiple hats. You're billing, you're managing clients, sourcing candidates, running the team, handling the finances, and for some, you're probably even cleaning the toilets. And trying to grow the business at the same time isn't easy. So content creation is going to compete with all of that. And obviously, naturally, it's rarely going to win because it rarely feels as urgent as whatever else is on your list. And the second is perfectionism. This one really gets talked less about, but it's really common. Many business owners, they hold back from publishing because they're waiting for something to be good enough. They want the post to be perfectly worded. They want the topic to be bang on point and timely. They want to say something new. And while they're waiting for all that to align, for the stars to align, their competitors are posting imperfect things. And they're starting to build authority. And the third really is the absence of a process. And this is probably something that underpins everything else. It's the root cause of the other two. When content creation depends on motivation, and remember motivation, and we don't get motivation, we get motivation after we've taken action, on finding a window in a busy week, on inspiration striking at just that right moment, it will always lose out to the urgent. The only way to solve for time and perfection is to remove the decisions. It's build a repeatable process that runs regardless of how the week is going. And that's what's meant by a thought leadership system, which we're going to come on to. Not a complicated content calendar, not a full-time marketing operation. It's simple, repeatable structure that keeps your voice in your market consistently without you having to reinvent the flaming wheel every week. So what does a thought leadership system actually look like? Now, let's make this practical. So the word system can freak people out. I know it makes it sound very complex, more so than it needs to be. But system is basically what works in business. And there are five components to this system of thought leadership creation that actually works for a small recruitment business. And one of them is about reducing the number of decisions you have to make. And one of the easiest things to do, first primary component is thinking about your number one source of thinking, your primary source of thinking. And this is where your content starts. And to be quite honest, the most common place to start, the richest source of thought leadership material, is the work you are already doing. The conversations you are having with clients and candidates, the conversations your teams are having with clients and candidates, the patterns that you are seeing in your sector, the questions candidates are asking, which basically tell you something about the market. You already have opinions on all of this, and the system starts with capturing them, even in a rough form. Now, that might be a voice note on your phone after a client call. It might be a short note in a document when something catches your attention. Maybe it's a conversation with a colleague where you say something that lands. You're not creating ideas from scratch. You're actually capturing what's already there. Quick pause from me before we get back into it. This podcast, as you probably worked out, has no sponsors, has no ads, nobody pays us to record these episodes. And Sharon and I make it because we love this industry and we want to give something useful back to the people running small recruitment businesses. If you're getting value from this, here's the only thing I'll ask. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Search Denise Oyston, that's Oyston with an O, hit connect and drop me a quick note and say you found me through the podcast. I read every single message and I reply personally. There's no funnel, there's no pitch, just a chance to say hello and stay in touch. So right, let's get back to that conversation. Now, the second component is your primary channels. And I would say that for when we're talking about recruitment, we're talking about search and staffing, the two key channels that do most of the work for you. One is LinkedIn. For some people, it might be Instagram, depending on your specific sector, if you're really in the creative sector, but LinkedIn really is there. And email. And LinkedIn puts you in front of your market in real time. It builds your profile with the people who could hire you, positions you as someone who knows the sector, and keeps your name visible in a marketplace where most of your competitors are still silent. We have one of our lovely clients who basically posted some content that we'd given them, that they adapted for their market. And within literally a couple of days, it had over 20,000 impressions on this particular post. So you can see how being visible on LinkedIn really will make a difference for you. And obviously that is attracting people that you may not have as close connection to. Now, what about email? So email, slightly different. Email is what keeps you present with the people already in your world. These are the ones who you've spoken to before, you've engaged with the content, or they've simply been a contact for years. These people are already at some level warmer to you. So a well-timed, relevant email to that database is one of the most underused tools in a small recruitment business. So together, LinkedIn and email give you reach and depth. LinkedIn can help build the audience, keeps you front of mind, and email can deepen that relationship. And these two channels used consistently will outperform five others, random others, used sporadically over time. Now, the other component is, I like to call it the repurposing engine. This is the part, and a few weeks ago, if you haven't listened to that particular podcast about short versus long form content, that is something I really recommend that you go and do. And this is the part that makes a system genuinely sustainable. So this particular podcast that I am recording now, there will be emails created from this podcast. There will be probably videos flying around LinkedIn with snippets from this podcast. There will be a full transcription of this podcast, which will probably create several personal branding posts. There will probably be a carousel. Can you see how all of this is actually really easy to do from a piece of content, piece of thought leadership content like this? And it's your thinking that got you to that place. The formats are slightly different. You're getting that thinking that you've done to work harder. And this is where many businesses leave so much value on the table. They write one post, they publish it, and they move on. A system takes that same starting point, stretches it across multiple touch points, without requiring you to generate a new idea each time. And I've probably shared this story before, but I will share it again in case you missed it, because as we all know that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I am on several, as you might imagine, several email lists. And there's one particular person that I follow, and I get emails from them, and I see the same post on social media, and I see the same personal branding post, and I see the same content shared in probably about five different, because of this particular individual, five or six different channels. I know for a fact that this person is turning over the best part of 25 million a year. And it's working for them. They don't really alter it and going on all these different channels. And I know that some of it will have come from a video that they've created that's on their YouTube channel, and it's been sliced and diced. So you can see that this will work for you, and it really does work for smaller business owners. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about, the fourth component, is a scheduling rhythm. And that does not depend on motivation. Remember, motivation comes after the fact, but this means deciding in advance when content is going to go out, blocking time in the diary to batch create it, and then using scheduling tools to publish it at the right time. And you can, there's multiple scheduling tools that you can use, SmarterQ, MeetEgger, and LinkedIn has a scheduling tool. So does Facebook. So does Meta. So you can schedule posts on Facebook and on Instagram. So there's all of these different things that you can use. You're not having to sit down on a Monday morning wondering what to post. You've already decided it. The system really helps you to remove the decision. So when the time's blocked, you show up. And you create. And we've been having some work done before we went away. And I hold my hand up, I've actually had to work at weekends because we have a home office. So we have taken that decision. We work from home. And having a lot of very butch builders outside throwing things around in whatever else, what different wheelbarrows, and wasn't conducive to recording podcasts. So I've actually had to plan time out in my diary to do that. I'm not saying you need to work at weekends, but what I'm saying is it's just, you know, think about how do I batch this? When is the best time for me to do that? And I batch some content knowing what's going on in our market at the moment. I've created a series of an email campaign that is going out. So if you are one of our subscribers, you might have started to experience that, because I know some of the challenges that people are having at the moment. So I've created a mini email campaign that I think there's probably 10 emails in it. So if you're not on our list, then jump onto it and you'll receive those. And people are going through it and that it's useful information. But I have batched that ahead of time. I did that a few weeks ago, so it was ready to go out when we were going to be away, and it's that time of year, that summertime, we're moving to summer and transitioning. So you can see how all of this can really work for you. You know, there's a guy that I follow online called Alex Somozzi, and some of the things he talks about, it's just really true. Sometimes you just have to do the work. I follow my diary, I see what I've planned in there, and I sit down and I do the work. The procrastination takes a lot more time than actually sitting down sometimes and doing the work. And maybe, let's come on to the fifth component, maybe you've got some members of your team that could help. It can help you. This is one that many founder-led businesses overlook because they think, and I know there's certain clients of ours that listen to this podcast. So yes, I am talking to you, that they assume that they have to do all the thought leadership content. It's just the founder's job. It does not have to be that way. If you have a consultant who is brilliant at what they do, knows the sector, their perspective can really help your thought leadership content. If you have someone in a support role who's close to what is happening in your candidate market, maybe it's a resourcer, their observations are also thought leadership. The founder's voice, yes, is still central, but a system that can draw on the wider team, that means that your system is far less vulnerable. So what could this look like in practice? Let me just give you some examples. Simple picture of what it looks like, maybe a typical MD business owner. And again, just think it through. Just listen to this, as these are just ideas. So Monday morning, you spend 15 minutes reviewing the notes you've captured over the previous week. Quick client conversation, maybe some what's going on in the market, something you read that sparked a thought, maybe a personal experience you had. And you make a note of that, because sometimes your personal experiences, you can make a connection. And here's a hint: go and use your favorite AI tool and ask it to give you some ideas on how you can link the two. At Christmas, we posted, it went a bit viral, this particular post. And basically, we were in a garden center in Cumbria and we were having a coffee and there was a food hall. And they were trying to flog some crisps, some different brands of crisps. So they put all these crisps out and people were coming on and they were hungry and grabbing a handful of these crisps and everything. We took a photo and I said to Sharon, that would make a brilliant personal branding post. And literally, we posted about that, and it was about try before you buy, and people liked the content that you're sharing is demonstrated. So here it was a bit more tangible. People were actually tasting the crisps and then sticking a couple of bags in their basket. And that post went viral because it made a connection for people. And literally, I think it took me 5 minutes to write, but people got it. And imagine if you could do the same. Just because at the weekend, I just made a note on my phone and then I used that information. From these notes, you could identify two or three topics that feel relevant right now. Focused hour, midweek, you draft your content from these topics. You could use an AI tool. This isn't perfect content, but you could ask it to give you some ideas. Top tip here, if you're asking AI, always ask it to give you 5 or 6 alternatives, because some of them will be absolutely shocking, as in poor, and you might get 1 or 2 gems. And another tip, if you're not using Claude, yes, I know it's slower than ChatGPT, but it's much better when it comes to giving you ideas. So you've got those ideas, you're maybe using a tool, it's not perfect. Maybe you've got a LinkedIn post, a short note that's going to become an email. You're getting your thinking down. Maybe you're using an AI tool to help you with that thinking and to just organize your thoughts. You've got a draft, it goes through a quick review, either by you or a team member, and it gets scheduled to go out the following week or two. And your scheduling tool, whether it's LinkedIn or a proprietary one that you pay for, you don't have to think about it again. So just imagine over a month, that process produces 8, possibly 12 pieces of content from your own thinking without requiring a significant time investment, without depending on any like inspiration from the gods, and without competing with all those to-do things that are in your diary. That is a really simple thought leadership system. Yes, it can get more complicated than that, and we teach a lot of things in our updated Superfast Circle program, where we share with our clients how they can come up with ideas, and we have a system, we have prompts and everything else for them. And if you want to know more about that, then obviously get in contact, and you don't have to jump on a sales call, we'll just send you the details, and then if you want to know more, you can have a conversation with us. So the businesses that do this well are not actually doing more than you. They've just simply removed a lot of the friction by getting a small honed system around it. They're not waiting for a quiet week, because as we know, there's never a quiet week, is it? They're following a process that keeps moving regardless of what else is happening. So that's thought leadership, so important. Really consider this, because we're moving into the summer. It's time to just really hone that system and get it down and get things posting out. And you will be amazed at the difference it could start to make for you. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. Before we sign off, I want to share something with you. We have completely redesigned Superfast Circle. This is not a refresh. It's not a few new slides. We've rebuilt it from the ground up to be the most commercially focused program we have ever created. And you still get all the content resources, you get all the frameworks, you get all the Canva tools, and you get all the AI prompts. And everything we have built over 18 years of working with exclusively recruitment businesses. But now you also get more one-to-one time with Sharon and I directly. We are in it with you, and we back it with a guarantee. If you are in the program and you've not seen a return on your investment, we'll carry on working with you one-to-one until you do. Now, if you want the details, just email support@superfastrecruitment.co.uk. Tell us you heard this on the podcast, and we'll send you all the details of what's included in the program, the investment, and all of the things that you need. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time.